Welcome to The Good Stuff, another edition here on December 11th. Mike and Kim along with you out of Valentine, Nebraska.
And I want to talk to you a little bit right now about Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they have local, national, and international livestock industry news. They have livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, and so much more. TSLN.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read, and they also are busy wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Mark that December 16th date down for the TK Angus Bull Sale and Female Sale. Got some great stuff coming up there at the ranch east of Valentine. Sale starts at 11:30 December 16th. DV Auction is where you can go if you can't make it down here to the Heart City. Get a hold of Tim or Rick Marlette about the information on that, or go to tkangus.com.
And don't forget about Integrity Meats in Belle Fourche, South Dakota. They are grateful for their customers and community, and they want you to have a blessed Christmas and a happy new year.
What have you rounded up for the good stuff?
This is from our friend Cody Morris in Broadus, Montana. It's called Birth of a New Tradition.
Okay.
As the holidays approach, the giant Asian factories are kicking into high gear to provide Americans with monstrous piles of cheaply produced goods, merchandise that have been produced at the expense of American labor. Let's make this year different. This year, give the gift of genuine concern for other Americans. There is no longer an excuse that, at gift-giving time, nothing can be found that is produced by American hands. It is time to think outside the box, people. Who says a gift needs to fit in a shirt box wrapped in Chinese-produced wrapping paper? Everyone, yes, everyone gets their hair cut. How about gift certificates from your local American hair salon or barber? Gym membership, it's appropriate for all ages who are thinking about some health improvements. Who wouldn't appreciate getting their car detailed? Small American-owned detail shops and car washes would love to sell you a gift certificate or a book of gift certificates. Are you one of those extravagant givers who thinks nothing of plunking down the Benjamins on a Chinese-made flat-screen TV? Perhaps that grateful gift receiver would like his driveway sealed, or lawn mowed for the summer, or driveway plowed all winter, or games at the local golf course. There are a zillion owner-run restaurants all offering gift certificates, and if your intended isn't the fancy eatery sort, what about a half dozen breakfasts at the local breakfast joint? Remember, folks, this isn't about big national chains. This is about supporting your hometown. Americans with their financial lives on the line to keep their doors open. How many people couldn't use an oil change for their car, truck, or motorcycle done at a shop run by an American working guy? Thinking about the heartfelt gift for Mom, Mom would love the service of a local cleaning lady for a day. My computer could use a tune-up, and I know I can find some young guy who is struggling to get his repair business up and running. Okay, you are looking for something more personal? Local craftspeople spin their own wool and knit them into scarves. They make jewelry and pottery and beautiful wooden boxes. Plan your holiday outings at local owner-operated restaurants and leave your server a nice tip. And how about going out to see a play or a ballet at your hometown theater? Musicians need love, too, so find a venue showcasing local bands. Honestly, people, really, do you need to buy another 10,000 Chinese lights for the house? When you buy a $5 string of lights, about 50 cents stays in the community. If you have those big kinds of bucks to burn, leave the mailman, trash guy, or babysitter a nice big tip. You see, Christmas is no longer about draining American pockets so that China can build another glittering city. Christmas is now about caring about us, we the people, encouraging American small businesses to keep plugging away to follow their dreams. And when we care about other Americans, we care about our communities, and the benefits come back to us in ways we could not imagine. Let's make this the new American Christmas tradition.
Hey, there's some good thoughts for you. Integrity Meats out of Belle Fourche, South Dakota is grateful for customers and community. The holidays are a time to open our hearts, to pause, to reflect, and pray. Have a blessed Christmas from Integrity Meats.
And a Merry Christmas from Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota, buying, selling, or auctioning land. It's Shippey Realty. Merry Christmas and happy 2025.
Just a heads up out there for you guys, it's time to start thinking about Christmas shopping. Don't do it yet, but be thinking about it, all right? And that's the good stuff.